From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. College students in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are returning to campus this fall. Expectations were high at the end of last semester that things were going to be back to normal. But with the Delta variant spreading rapidly and universities changing their COVID guidelines, students are experiencing a wide variety of emotions.
I feel safe.
Sad.
Nervous about it.
I personally feel completely fine.
I'm really excited. Very, very excited, you know.
There's a lot to be excited about.
Frustrated is a good word.
I'm still comfortable, but I could be more comfortable.
Here's what's on the minds of three college students from Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi as they start the new year.
My name is Akilah Northern, and I am a sophomore marketing major at Dillard University. The guidelines at Dillard as of now are we are going on campus and we're supposed to have in-person classes. I definitely think that those guidelines will change. I think that I kind of feel like we might go back to completely online because honestly, the cases in Louisiana now are worse than they were when we first went in the school year of 2020. I feel very anxious about it, honestly, and also just sad because I didn't expect 2 years of college to be like this. I thought if we can get through freshman year, it'll be better. Like, what if every year it feels like we're getting better and then when it's time for school to start, there's another variant or there's another outbreak or things are getting worse. And so it's just kind of a cycle where you feel like we're almost out of it, but then we never get out of it.
My name is Natalie Robbins, and I'm a senior at the University of Mississippi. I'm not looking forward necessarily to going to class in person. I would definitely choose virtual learning if that was an option I was given. I'm most worried that, you know, something will happen to my grandmother and, you know, something like COVID, if I was responsible for giving that to her, like, I would feel so guilty. I just know for the rest of my life because that's something that would be completely fatal to her health. And, you know, right now I'm at a place where I don't know when I'll go home again or when I'll see her again. And in the spring this year when Ole Miss announced that, you know, we were going to go back to full capacity in the stadiums and we were going to reopen the Grove, you know, I was looking forward to returning to that sense of normalcy. I didn't think that this would happen and I didn't think the Delta variant was going to be a thing. I didn't think it was going to affect our state the way that it has, but now we're here and I know everyone's looking forward to it, but it's frightening.
My name is Tara Lynn Campbell. I go to the University of Alabama. I am a senior and I'm majoring in public relations.
I feel safe.
I'm out here on campus right now. I definitely feel as if that there's nothing that would change my feelings of safety unless that there was no mask mandate and it's just a free-for-all. You never know. The world just turns, like, just like it did in March of 2020. I was out here on the quad that day and out of nowhere we just got a whole bunch of emails, a whole bunch of calls and them saying, like, COVID is hitting. Everyone pack up and leave. Optimism is key. I'm trying to stay as optimistic as possible. Definitely football season, tailgating, and finishing this semester without another lockdown. That's literally all I want out of life. That's all I want for Christmas, is finishing this semester without a lockdown.
That was Tara Lynn Campbell, a senior at the University of Alabama. I also heard from Akilah Northern, a sophomore at Dillard University, and Natalie Robbins, a senior at the University of Mississippi. This piece was produced by Eva Tesfai for the Gulf States Newsroom. The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WBHM, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans.